I've heard from and worked with tens of thousands of people over the years. I literally have over 200,000 emails sent and received in my inbox. And the most common regret, fitness regret that people have shared with me is just not starting sooner. So if you haven't started yet, please start now. I know you're not motivated. Of course you're not motivated. Motivation does not create action that creates results. Action creates results that creates motivation. But you're afraid that you don't have enough willpower to see it through? Well, are you sure that you need more willpower, or do you just need a routine that requires less willpower? Maybe you don't need to do as much as you think you need to do to get into great shape. In fact, that's probably the case if you spend a fair amount of time on social media looking at jacked people doing 2-hour workouts 6 days per week. For example, did you know that doing just one strength training workout per week puts you ahead of 58% of Americans? And if you do 2 workouts per week, strength training workouts, you are ahead of 70%. If you do 3 to 4 per week, you are in the top 13%. And when you look at it that way, the wannabe fit person's week is almost the same as the actual fit person's. The fit person does a few workouts and the wannabe does none. Otherwise, 98% of their days can be exactly the same. But in time, the fit person has a physique and the wannabe has nothing. And if you add some walking into the mix, if you start walking a lot, then you are truly a breed apart, because research shows that most people take just under 5,000 steps per day. That's about 40 minutes of total walking every day. So if you can beat that, you're at an advantage. And if you can double it, if you can go for 10,000 steps per day, which is more marketing than evidence-based prescription, but it is a good target to go for. If you can do that, you are at the top of the pile. And did you know that eating just a few servings of vegetables per day makes you a top 10 percenter? Just a few servings. And eating less than 50 grams of added sugar per day is well above average. 50 grams. And if you drink 8 cups of water per day, that is a habit of the top 22% of Americans. And look, none of that is to say that staying on the beam is easy, because it's not. It's hard. But it's much harder to live life completely out of shape and unhealthy than it is to do a few strength training workouts per week, to go for a couple of walks every day, and to mostly eat like a responsible adult. Do you want to transform your body, but you just can't seem to break out of the rut? Have you read books and articles, watched videos, listened to podcasts, but still just aren't sure exactly how to put all the pieces together for you? Or maybe you know what to do, but you're still struggling to stay motivated and on track and do the things that you know you should do. Well, if you are nodding your head, I understand. Getting into great shape is pretty straightforward when you know what to do, but it's not easy. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes grit. And that's why I created my VIP one-on-one coaching service. We take people by the hand and we give them everything they need to build their best body ever. We give them a custom diet plan, training plan, supplementation plan. If they want supplements, you don't have to take supplements. We coach them on how to do every exercise correctly. We give them emotional encouragement and support, accountability, and the rest of it. And we are pretty good at it too. We have worked with thousands of men and women of all ages and abilities and lifestyles and helped them build a body they can be proud of. And guess what? We can probably do the same for you. Our service is not for everyone, but if you want to find out if it is right for you, if there is a fit, head on over to muscleforlife.show/VIP. That is muscleforlife.show/VIP, and book your free consultation call now. Well, I hope you liked this episode. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, subscribe to the show, because it makes sure that you don't miss new episodes. And it also helps me because it increases the rankings of the show a little bit, which of course then makes it a little bit more easily found by other people who may like it just as much as you. And if you didn't like something about this episode or about the show in general, or if you have ideas or suggestions or just feedback to share,
shoot me an email, mike@muscleforlife.com, muscleforlife.com, and let me know what I could do better or just what your thoughts are about maybe what you'd like to see me do in the future. I read everything myself. I'm always looking for new ideas and constructive feedback. So thanks again for listening to this episode, and I hope to hear from you soon.